Hey, everybody, this is a preview of today's members episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Merkel Media.
This was all circulating around the base that a giant had been killed, but no one was supposed to talk about it.
I saw three long, bony fingers reach up underneath the door, curl up to grab it, and then disappear.
When he came over to me, dude, he slithered over to me.
And this giant comes out of the cave, and they're all frozen. And he starts running and firing at this giant. But the giant moves. He's got a spear in one hand, and he's running really fast, and spears Dan holds him up like this. Somebody yells, shoot him in the face, shoot him in the face. They basically decapitate him.
Got closer. When he got about 15 yards away from me, I raised that 12 gauge and I blow his head off.
I feel something pulling at my leg. And I look over and there are two small gray entities pulling at me. And they're literally, I'm getting pulled off the bed.
I reached my hand into this bush and I touch air. Couldn't breathe and I couldn't move because I know I'm seeing a monster.
Welcome to the show, everybody. You're listening to The Confessionals Podcast. I'm your host, Tony Merkel. Thanks for being here. If you have an experience or a topic you'd like to discuss with me, go ahead and shoot us an email. Our email address is contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. That's contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. Or go to the website, theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the contact section, and you can reach me that way as well. Either way works for me, just get a hold of me. And listen, friends, Merk merch is back. So go ahead and get your Merk merch today. We have some cool stuff on there, hats, t-shirts, hoodies, and more designs coming soon. Coffee, all available on merkmerch.com. All right, listen, we have an awesome interview today with two guys in studio. We have Joel Thomas and Isaac Weissip. A few months ago, I came out with an episode with Isaac, and after we were done recording that, Joel sat in with us, and we had a great conversation, and I didn't know when I was going to release it, but since we put out the episode with Paul Bach on Tuesday, and the guy who I hosted the infamous pastor's meeting with, well, the topics of conversation that I had with Joel and Isaac really line up well with that, so I thought it'd be a great members episode to share with people. Because the main topic is UFO and NHI disclosure viewed through a very occultic Christian spiritual lens. Specifically, the idea that the modern alien phenomenon may be connected to ancient occultic practices or even fallen angelic beings, secret government programs, and elite networks rather than simply extraterrestrials from another planet. So I thought this was a really good conversation and I wanted to share as a companion to the Tuesday episode with Paul Bach. So let's get to it right now. All right, we got Joel Thomas here in studio, and we got Isaac Weissip in studio. How you guys doing?
Good, man.
I was going to say, don't jump to the talk, guys.
I'm all talked out. No, I'm excited to be here. You two are some of the greatest minds in the space.
So yes, I agree.
I'm going to try to keep up. So
no, man. Listen, we just got done doing, apparently a three-hour recording, you and I. And I don't know which order things are going to air in. Probably this will probably be after that. But man, I was telling my wife after we finished that recording, we ate lunch, you went, got coffee, and I took the dog for a walk. And I was talking to my wife on the phone. And I said, Lindsay, I feel like, listen, she knows me since I was 18 years old. She knows my history, everything. She knows how hard I've worked throughout my life, all the different jobs I've done. And I told her, I said, I feel like a big old sissy telling you that doing a 3-hour conversation, I'm tired.
I'm tired, you know? And it's like, it's a different kind of tired. Like, I'm physically not tired, but mentally, when you're taking in so much information all at one shot, like people that are listening, they get the privilege of hitting pause, right, getting distracted by the kids yelling in the back seat. And I'm sitting here listening to you just dump. I'm just like, I feel like, what's his name? Jim Carrey in the Batman movie, the Riddler. He's just sitting there taking the information. That's how it feels. It's just like, oh, just give me all the knowledge. You know?
That's how I feel when I talk to this guy. Every time I have a show with him, I'm like, oh my God. Yeah, it's a lot of information. It's and like I said, that timeline is something I've been working on for quite a while now, of trying to, because I feel like when, you know, when me and Joel talk about occult stuff and we do these deep dive researches, there's an element of it that's just entertaining and interesting. And it's like watching Ancient Aliens, like, oh, that's kind of interesting. I wonder, blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, but then I look for, what's the wisdom to take from this? What's the action plan? What does it mean to me? And like, that is kind of the, you know, distilling everything down to what I view as, this is why it matters. You know,
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Cause I think it takes you to a different level, and it's a lot. It's a lot to, like, cause I'm, you know, we're talking about all these crazy concepts that people didn't learn about this. And I didn't learn about it in school, no, you know, and it's a lot to take in if you're not familiar, if you don't consume content about this stuff. It's a lot of weird concepts. And what's crazy is, like, I assure everyone, you know, and Joel can attest and tell me where I'm wrong. Like, is any of that stuff made up or wrong? I mean, there's probably elements that are like, well, it's a little tweaked a little bit.
No, like, it's all spot on. Okay. And I think that the problem is a lot of people don't know about it.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm, they don't understand that there's this big piece to the puzzle that's missing with a lot of people. And I'm not saying that's everybody's journey to go down, to do like Isaac and I, and like go down these crazy occult rabbit holes. And, you know, that's, it's not for everybody. And I'm not saying that it is, but I do think we need to acknowledge it. At least Christians should. And I think people in general should, to understand that, listen, it's a big part of manipulating the worldview of many. Also, it's manipulating our governments as well. And it, to me, for instance, right, a big thing in the space that we were talking about when we had dinner yesterday, but it was like a big hot button topic, was, are aliens demons, right? Mm-hmm. That was a big hot button, yeah, topic. A lot of people are arguing different points in different ways. And I would argue that the answer is somewhere in between. But one of the things that I noticed in a lot of these arguments that was missing was this occult aspect. That's a big part of it. That's been happening since, I would suggest, all the way back to the Watchers in the Book of Enoch, but all the way down throughout history, we've looked at all of these alchemists and all of these occultists and Gnostic cults and all of these groups that have been talking about a lot of these entities that we're seeing now. It's right there. I just don't know how that piece of the puzzle is missing. And somehow there are people that are like, ah, that's just a bunch of junk, man. Those people are a bunch of charlatans. Well, I don't believe so. I believe that they were absolutely in contact with these entities, and they just understood it in a way that, one, is the opposite end of the Christian viewpoint, but is a viewpoint that a lot of people just don't grasp or understand. And when you don't grasp or understand it, you just push it off and act like it's not real. Well, these governments around the world believe that it's absolutely real, and yeah, they're acting on these things. And a lot of these guys in the governments are tied in with this stuff.
There are people who are geared a certain way and designed a certain way to be able to do certain things. And so I think that, so you guys are in a position where you both host your own shows. You have a show together. We'll get in that in a second. But there are people like you that will almost get like a, maybe it's pride, I don't know, like an ego about it. It's like, you know, you got to educate yourself and da 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 da. It's like, well, no, like, I don't, that's not what I'm supposed to be doing with my time.
Mm-hmm.
Like my brain isn't naturally geared to be able to do something like that, but yours is, and I can come to the table with you guys and let you guys brain dump, because my gearing is conversational. My gearing is to host conversation. That's my natural gifting. And so why not, like, all of us stay in our own lanes and allow each other to flourish in that and not get so prideful and ego about it, where it's like, you know, I have all the information. It's because I studied it all, and you guys aren't doing what you're supposed to be doing, or else you'd know this, that, and the other. It's like, well, maybe you're the ones supposed to be doing the research and sharing that research with other people. And I'm grateful that I, you know, both of you guys do such things. There's something else I was going to bring up with the alien stuff. I don't remember. So let's just get, before we go too far into this conversation, Free the Rabbits podcast. You're wearing your shirt, occult symbolism and pop culture. Show the camera. Show the camera.
Where are we at?
One of these, I don't know. Yeah. And you guys have a show together, though, that you just recently started not too long ago. What's it called?
Yeah, Joel had the great idea to do the Quarter Quell.
Quarter Quell.
And it's a play on Hunger Games, which I wanted to tell you. I had people, I've got nothing but positive feedback, first off, which is very rare when there's a collaboration or a guest or whatever. And the one of the requests I had was to do a show about Hunger Games, which is where you got the term from.
Right.
And I was like, okay, that's actually a good idea. We weren't talking about doing that necessarily, but I don't hate that idea. So anyway, yeah, the Quarter Quell was Joel's idea, and I'm just along for the ride. I think it was a great collaboration, because we like you alluded to, right? We both kind of research similar topics, and I always tell people, and I'm not being modest, I'm like, Joel is way more intellectual and in the weeds and has read way more of the stuff than me. Because when I listen to him, I'm like, I know what it feels like on the other end of me sometimes. Where I'm like, oh, now I get why people like when I do my show with my wife, I tell her this stuff, and like, I could see her eyes kind of glazing over, like she's ready to fall asleep. And I'm like, oh, okay. It's like too much. All right. Let me throttle back a little bit. Right.
Sometimes when Joel talks and stuff and he's done, I'm just like, I go, cool. And he's like, did you even understand anything I said? Not cool, Tony, not cool. I'm like, oh, bad. But, you know, I just I've gotten much more comfortable over the years just with, you know, who I am. And I used to struggle with the whole, I used to feel like because I have a microphone, I'm supposed to be a researcher. Because back when I first started this, that's what it was. I mean, if you're talking about something, it's because you're researching it. And I felt really unqualified even back in 2017, because I wasn't a researcher. I just was an enthusiast about different topics, and I like talking about stuff.
Well, I think people that do that are kind of the most interesting people to talk to, because like Greg Carlwood from Higher Side Chats or Sam Tripoli from Tinfoil Hat, like those guys are exposed to so much. Like, part of me looks back and thinks, I almost feel like that would have been a better route in some ways, because now, like, if I talk to someone new every week, twice a week, and I feel like there's all this information that, you know, is blind spots for me in a way, you know?
Yeah. I mean, definite blind spots. I still get blind spots all the time.
Yeah.
And it's just, I don't know. This journey I've been on with the show has been interesting, evolving over time. And, you know, see, you've been, like I said it before in the other recording, you've been at this even longer. Maybe not. I'm not sure if podcasting been that longer, but you've been in the space researching, you know, talking about stuff since what, 2014?
Yeah. The blog was 2011. The podcast started in 2014. And it was funny because a couple of my buddies that were really into MMA, you know, we all listened to Joe Rogan. Who doesn't? Right. Yeah, especially back then.
Yeah.
And they kept harassing me, like, you need to do a podcast. And I was like, I don't want to do that, because like, it's not me. I'm not a performer. I don't like talking. I don't like none of that stuff. And I finally was like, all right. So we recorded the first episode, and it was in my living room, and it was terrible. All right. To be expected. And you got to start somewhere. So yeah, the first couple episodes were like that. Then the next few was literally, I took the PlayStation 2 video game SingStar, the karaoke. It was a USB mic, and I would plug it in. I would go to my car on my lunch break with my crappy laptop, and I would record like a quick 30 minute thing, and it was just not good, right? But you got to start somewhere, and there's a lot of I consume a fair amount of sort of marketing content creation podcast information, and one of the things that they say is you don't want to start out and blow up immediately, and that's the truest thing
ever,
right? Because it's going to be cringy. You don't want everyone to hear everything. So yeah, 2014 is when I started. And, of course it's had to be refined over the years. Yeah. I think I cut off the first like 6 or 7 episodes because the quality was, it was just terrible. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah. I looking back at my earlier days, I wouldn't cut them because they were unique stories, you know, but the production, man, I was trying to find myself. I said this before on the show, but I was trying to find myself behind the microphone too. And like, you know how it is. Like when you first start doing microphone, you're just like, I don't know what to do with this. Like, yeah. Like, you know, and you're scared of it. And I remember being from the Philly area, being a Philadelphia sports fan and seeing the national reputation that we have, I just had this like self image of people that aren't from my area will think I'm too aggressive or something like that. So like to compensate for that, I went too soft on it. And Jack, sometimes when I hear him doing like a production, like of a Reloaded episode or something, he'll laugh because it'll start out with me welcome people to the show and be like, "Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm your host, Tony Merkel."
That's how it is.
You know, it's just gentle and slow, relaxing. Uh-huh. Gonna just settle in. Yeah. We're gonna have some fun. And now I'm just like, "Welcome. Let's get into it. Let's go crazy."
Now you got the full Wolfman Jack voice.
Yeah. But yeah. You know, you just gotta get comfortable with it and become comfortable with who you are. But the topics don't always become easier to talk about, and that's one thing. I started in 2017. Disclosure started in December 2017. June of 2018, Trump announces Space Force. And back then, I honestly didn't give it much attention. So I was like, this, I don't know what this is, but it ain't nothing. And as time's gone on, ironically, the more information that's come out, the harder it's been to talk about this topic. Because you have to sift through so much more information that daddy government's putting out. So there's already a bias there that people will approach the topic on that you have to like cut through, you know? And like we all have our own, you know, worldviews that we filter our research through, like you were saying in the first recording. And it's like when it comes to this topic, I very much come in with a worldview that I filter this through. And that worldview, I'm learning as time goes on more and more with disclosure, that worldview is not going to be compatible with what daddy government says down the road. And I have to want to be okay with that and also be prepared to not debate, but offer my perspective and how does it fit in with what they're saying, you know? And I don't know about you guys. Do you guys feel like the topic has gotten harder to talk about now that government's talking about it so openly? If not, that's fine. Maybe it's just me. I'm dumb.
I don't know if it's harder. I think it's harder to convey the information that you think that it is. I think that they're trying to point it in one direction and maybe even a couple. And I think there are pretty large podcasts in the space too that are trying to point it in one direction as well.
Yeah.
And I'm not sitting here calling out, you know, controlled op and all that crazy stuff. I just mean, but I do think that what happens is you have people who kind of integrate into the podcast space. They might not even be podcasters, right? They might just be people who do work for the government or who have unique perspectives on things that they've been in contact with. And I think what happens is when the narrative starts driving one or two ways that we kind of miss the boat on what it could actually be. And I think that is kind of where we're at with a lot of this disclosure stuff, specifically with NHIs and when we get to UFOs, what those actually are. You know, I've talked about it a lot, this idea of nuts and bolts and how that can also be something spiritual. So like, I think that is an interesting concept that really people have a tough time with because in their minds, they think that spiritual means ethereal, but that's not necessarily true when we're looking throughout time, specifically with alchemy. So like, I think when we look at it from that perspective, that the immaterial can be the material. I mean, that's what all alchemists are trying to do. They're trying to manipulate the prima materia and what? Complete the great work. Whatever their specific great work is, they're trying to complete it because everyone's great work is different. So it might be that they are trying to turn, you know, led into gold, right? That could be part of their great work, or it could be a spiritual transformation, which a lot of them looked at, you know, the initiates. What's interesting about the initiate is that the initiate initiates himself. A lot of people think about mystery schools and they think about the occult organizations that you get initiated into. That's just getting into a school of thought to get you access to information to then be able to ascend yourself. A true ascended master is someone who initiates himself, the true initiate. And that kind of comes with the idea of books and knowledge that are given to adepts, maybe when they join these secret societies, but being able to look past the normal language that's being displayed there and being able to look at what they refer to as occult blinds or twilight language and understanding like the inner workings of what those documents mean. I talk about Crowley a lot, and one of the books that Crowley wrote was Book of Lies. The entire point of the book was through the lies, you'll see the truth. Because if you read it, it seems like gibberish in a lot of ways when you're looking at it, but there's actually a deeper meaning to all of it, specifically when you're looking at it in that way. And I think that translates also to disclosure now. It's the same thing. Are you a true adept or a true initiate that can see the reality that's there? And I think these guys who are in these mystery schools or these schools of thought are looking at disclosure that way while they're also training everyone to look another way.
This was a preview of today's member episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button and become a member today.